At about 12:30 in the morning, Barbara Bacon starts her car. She's heading downtown to Albuquerque's Greyhound bus terminal.
The people I'm picking up tonight are coming from Louisiana by bus. It's a woman coming in with her daughter, her young daughter.
The people she's picking up tonight have traveled to Albuquerque for an abortion procedure. But that's about all Bacon knows.
They just basically tell us the name and when to pick them up, and that's about it. And I don't ask questions. I'm here to be a friendly face.
Bacon is one of about 10 volunteers who regularly offers a spot in their cars and oftentimes a bed in their homes to women who have traveled long distances to make it to Albuquerque for an abortion. In 1973, the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision made abortions legal nationwide. But depending on what state you're in, the restrictions on when and how women can access the procedure vary. Elizabeth Nash is with the Guttmacher Institute, a nonprofit group that advocates for women's reproductive rights.
It's very hard to find later abortion care in most states. And, in fact, most women who are seeking later abortions have to travel across several states.
For example, in Albuquerque, the clinic Southwestern Women's Options employs two of just four doctors in the nation who provide abortions into the third trimester of pregnancy. Nash says while many states are beginning to pass new laws restricting access to abortion, New Mexico has yet to do so.
New Mexico, in general, has been very supportive of abortion rights, similar to places like New York or Vermont or California, for example.
But that might change soon. Albuquerque's ballot initiative would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. It would also make it illegal for doctors to induce labor early if it would threaten the fetus's life. There is an exception if the mother is in grave danger. Tara Shaver is the spokeswoman for the anti-abortion rights group Project Defending Life, one of the organizations sponsoring the legislation. She says after multiple efforts failed to pass in the state legislature,
we thought, well, let's see what we can do in the city. And it's really fitting since we do have a late-term abortion clinic.
Shaver and others got the idea for the ban after learning that a provision in the city charter would allow them to put the issue in front of voters, provided they could gather about 12,000 signatures.
And this bill is very strong, and it does resonate with the hearts of the American people.
Recent polls show the initiative may have enough support to pass. According to the Albuquerque Journal, about 54% of city voters support the ban. And of course, in a debate like this, there are vocal critics. Juliana Kube is with Planned Parenthood of New Mexico.
We have a clear culture of making these decisions within the context of our own families and guided by our own faith. We do not need the government stepping into these deeply personal decisions for us.
If the ordinance passes, organizations like the ACLU are promising that it will be challenged in court immediately. Along a busy street in Albuquerque, about a month before the city votes, a group of protesters is standing on the sidewalk next to the clinic Southwestern Women's Options. They're handing out pamphlets and doing their best to intercept anyone going inside.
Hi, how are you? God bless you. Come over here for a minute. Yeah, we're the good guys. I want to give you this.
Protesters like Lorenzo Espinoza have been manning clinic sidewalks almost every day. Espinoza says that while he'd like to see abortions banned altogether, a citywide ban on late-term procedures would be a good start. In Albuquerque, I'm Carrie Young.